This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Building a completely solar-powered house is no small task, but a team from the University of Alabama at Birmingham stepped up to the challenge. They'll compete against a dozen other schools from the U.S. and Europe to see which team has built the best solar-powered home. It's called the Solar Decathlon. Competition takes place in Colorado next month. WBHM's Esther Chemikili has been following the project since it started last year and has this story.
This is the moment the UAB Solar Decathlon team has been waiting for. Survival House is heading to Denver. The roughly 1,000-square-foot home was built to come apart in sections. Each one is carefully loaded onto a flatbed truck to be transported nearly 1,100 miles for competition. Lynn Smith is a UAB alum and one of the lead construction managers on the project.
You're wrapping it?
We're wrapping it, fixing to put it on the truck. We wrap the plastic all the way under so when it sits on the truck, the air can come under, but it doesn't get moisture or rain if they go through rain between here and there.
At competition, students will be judged on things like architecture, market potential, and innovation. They must demonstrate the everyday use of household appliances using only the solar energy created on site. Among other things, they'll have to wash and dry a load of towels and boil a 5-pound pot of water until it completely evaporates. All of this is timed and must be done while running all other standard appliances. The UAB team has poured blood, sweat, and even a few tears into this project. Students in engineering, math, business, and even theater arts have worked alongside UAB staff and volunteers to build the solar house. At the unveiling in July, mechanical engineering student Gabriel Okafor said the project has taught him skills he never thought he'd need.
In as much as we're in mechanical engineering, they have us reading architectural diagrams. So it's a very widespread, broad-ranging things that we get to learn and we get to do.
And the house will eventually be used as a tool to teach future generations about renewable energy. After competition, it'll be transported back to Birmingham, reassembled, and serve as an anchor for the planned green space on the south side of campus. Julie Price is UAB's sustainability manager. She says students will actually live in the house.
But it won't just be like a private house. Students that live there will have to give, you know, maybe a tour a week or something to K-12 children and visiting industry people. So if engineering faculty want to write a grant to test some new battery technology or something like that, we'll have infrastructure in place.
Community members see the solar house as a benchmark for expanding sustainability projects beyond the UAB campus. Carly Sanford is executive director of the Ruffner Mountain Nature Preserve.
These are the types of projects that could start to go beyond just our city center, but start to impact all the other communities around.
We covered the floors, flooring is done.
Just a few weeks ago, when the UAB house was near completion, I took a tour with Hassam Taharian, assistant engineering professor at UAB and the lead engineer on the project. He said every home in the contest must be built to withstand severe weather.
When we bring the house back to Birmingham, this is going to be anchored to the ground according to FEMA regulations. So if tornado hits the house, everything goes, these panels are tested at high wind speed above FEMA regulations.
Taharian says UAB engineers designed the panels. Most of the materials that went into the house were donated, as was the extensive manpower. Officials estimate the total cost of the project, from construction to travel, is somewhere around $290,000. First prize in the solar decathlon is $300,000. But everyone involved agrees the experience has been its own reward. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chamakili.